Introduction. The Silenced Apostle. Reconstructing the voice of Mary Magdalene. Quote, "She spoke as a woman who knew the all." End quote. Dialogue of the Savior, 139, verse 16. Mary Magdalene remains one of the most enigmatic and compelling figures in Christian history. Her name evokes a spectrum of images: the penitent sinner weeping at the feet of Christ, the devoted disciple witnessing the resurrection, or the mystic visionary revered in ancient texts suppressed by orthodoxy. Across two millennia, she has been both celebrated and silenced, her story shaped by the tides of theology, culture, and power. This book seeks to reclaim Mary Magdalene's voice, not as a monolithic symbol, but as a multifaceted figure whose historical, textual, and symbolic presence challenges assumptions about authority, gender, and revelation in early Christianity. A Journey of Rediscovery. The genesis of this study lies in the fragmented legacy of Mary Magdalene's presence throughout Christian history. Her story first emerges in the canonical Gospels as a follower of Jesus, present at pivotal moments of his death and resurrection. Yet, apocryphal texts like the Gospel of Mary and the Pistis Sophia reveal a different figure, not merely a witness, but a teacher and visionary whose insights provoked both admiration and conflict among her peers. This dissonance between portrayals, between the canonical disciple and the Gnostic apostle, prompts deeper inquiry. The varied telling of her story reflects broader tensions within Christianity about authority, revelation, and gender. This book traces Mary Magdalene's journey through history, scripture, and tradition, not to advocate a singular truth, but to illuminate the layers of her legacy. By examining her presence in both canonical and apocryphal texts, alongside her evolving image in theology, art, and culture, the complexity of a woman whose voice resonates across time emerges. This work is neither hagiography nor polemic, but a scholarly exploration grounded in primary sources, seeking to understand Mary Magdalene as both a historical person and a symbol of enduring questions about inclusion and exclusion in religious narratives. Methodology and historiography. The methodology of this study is interdisciplinary, weaving together historical analysis, textual criticism, and cultural studies. Historical inquiry anchors the project, situating Mary Magdalene within the socio-religious context of first-century Judea and the early Christian movement. Where direct evidence is scarce, archaeological findings, such as those from Magdala, and contemporary accounts like those of Flavius Josephus, help reconstruct the world she inhabited. Textual analysis forms the core, comparing her portrayals in the canonical Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, with those in Gnostic and apocryphal works, such as the Gospel of Philip, Dialogue of the Savior, and Gospel of Mary. These texts offer a window into competing visions of early Christianity. Historiographically, this book engages with the challenges of studying a figure obscured by both reverence and revision. Traditional accounts, shaped by ecclesiastical agendas, often conflate Mary Magdalene with the other biblical women, such as the unnamed sinner in Luke chapter 7, verses 36 through 50, a conflation formalized by Pope Gregory I in 591 CE. Modern scholarship, however, has sought to disentangle these identities, emphasizing Mary's distinct role as a disciple and witness. This study aligns with such efforts, prioritizing primary texts over later interpretations, while acknowledging the theological lenses that shape them. By focusing on the original contexts of these sources, the interplay between history and theology